You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Social Media Coffee Talk. My name is Harrison Painter, and I will be your host for this program right here on EPN, the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. Whether you're that very successful businessman or that brand new entrepreneur with the next great idea, EPN has the podcast programming for you. Are you guys ready? Well, let's get started right now. I read an interesting article this morning that I wanted to share with you. It came from a very good website I want to share with everyone called businessnewsdaily.com. Now, the article was written by Brian Anthony Hernandez. He's a staff writer over there. And the CEO of one of my companies actually was quoted in the article as well. And the article I want to share with you is LinkedIn 101, a cocktail party for business people every day. Now, in this article, they give you some great tips, and I'm going to share those tips right here with you. But looking at LinkedIn, right, it is a very professional social network that everybody should be on. It doesn't get a lot of press in the hype, if you will. It always seems to be like that third or fourth down the ladder behind Facebook and Twitter and some other things. And I think that's because the flip-flop set has really dominated, right? Those power bloggers that came from that very casual set kind of had the con, if you will, and the professional business people have just been very slow overall to adapt to social media. Now, all of that is changing in 2011 and beyond. People understand that social media is no longer a fad. It's here to stay. It's interactive. It's engaging. It's good for the brand. You can do so much with it. Now, for you younger folks, you have to understand that social media is now, as Eric Rice states it, it acts as a pencil mark on the doorway, like when you were a kid. It shows the world your overall growth in stages and documents everything along the way. It is a living resume. It really is. And not just LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, everything that you're on. It is an online resume. And companies are looking at what you're doing in the space. And they are making hiring decisions based on your social profiles. How you act and how you do it. So you have to be looking at this and taking it very seriously. Don't do anything in the social media space that you wouldn't put up on a billboard in your city, right? I say that quite a bit, and I really mean it. Always enter the space like nothing is private. I don't care how many privacy settings that you put up there. It doesn't matter. Nothing is ever fully private, so always err on the side of caution. Okay, now let's get back to LinkedIn. In the Business News Daily, Brian shares 7 tips for your personal profile over on LinkedIn. Number 1, create a complete profile with a picture. Right? It's about creating a relationship. And I say this all the time. People do not want to do business with a cartoon, a dog, your children. They want to do business with you. So put a photo of you up. Number 2, Join a group or two related to what you do and provide a valuable input to the conversations in progress. Now, Brian hit the nail on the head here because, look, you don't join these groups and just promote you and your company. Jump in the conversation, create value for those in the group. Answer questions. Jump into respectful debates, right? Share links, not just of your material, but of other material that makes sense and creates value for other people. Okay, so join those groups. Number three, visit the LinkedIn Answers section, right? Get in there and answer some questions. If you have knowledge, share that knowledge. Okay, like right now, Brian shared his knowledge on Business News Daily. I'm sharing it with all of you, giving him credit for it. That's what it's all about, spreading the word. Number four, link your blog to your LinkedIn profile. Your professional blogs now. And again, always be doing things respectful in this space. So link that blog up, share, engage, help other people succeed. Show them that you're an expert in your field. Link up that blog. Number five, create a company page if you guys don't already have one. Get your company out there. Not just you, company as well. Get other people in your company involved also. Train them on how to use this space. Look, you've got a full company of salespeople right there just by jumping in, answering questions, promoting themselves. Very, very powerful stuff. Number six, and kind of the underlying point of everything I'm saying, be a giver, not a getter. And this is the truth. If people perceive you that the only reason why you are there is to advance your agenda, it's going to turn them off. Right? That shameless self-promotion, it's just going to turn people off. There is no magic button. I say it all the time, right? I got one of these staple easy buttons, and I always push it whenever I speak to people, and I go, look,
that was easy.
These things don't really exist. There is no Staples easy button here. It takes time. You're building relationships with people. I always go back to 99.99% of us out there did not meet, if you're married, you did not meet your wife and ask her the first moment you met her to marry you. Right? You courted, you dated, you went to dinner, you went to the movies. It didn't happen overnight for most of us. Okay, so take the time, build those relationships. It's no different than planting a seed and waiting for a tree or a plant or a tomato or whatever to grow. It takes time. Be a giver, not a getter. And number seven, check in daily. Update your status at least once a day. Respond to questions, invitations, the LinkedIn mail, all of those different things, right? Doesn't take a lot of time. Just take a few minutes every day. Kind of expands on what we talked about last week, right? You should dedicate at least 10 hours a week to social media. I think we were at about 7 hours or so last week in the plan I gave you. If you haven't listened to that podcast, go back and listen to it. I'm really glad that I found this article because I really did leave out LinkedIn last week, and it's something that needs to be added. So a few extra minutes a day over there, and you're going to start expanding that professional network. What I think is going to happen in 2011 is professionalism is going to start to trump casualism. Right? And here's my final word of advice. So just to recap here, LinkedIn is very powerful. It's that 24-hour business cocktail party, right? The flip-flop set are not going to have as much control. The more professional set is starting to adapt to enter the space. Professionalism is going to start trumping casualism. You're going to set up that, use these seven steps, set up there in LinkedIn, right? Start grabbing your digital real estate. You're going to be a giver, not a getter, right? That's what it's all about. So here it is, the final word of advice. Leave the F-bombs to guys like Gary Vaynerchuk. The rest of us need to start setting that standard of professionalism and respect for our prospects and those people that we service. And really, to benefit whatever industry you're in as a whole. Leaders lead. And you can take on a leadership role and be one of the top in your industry. And you can do it with the amplification that social media gives you that is at your disposal. Well, all right, everybody. That's it today. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Harrison Painter, over on Facebook, Harrison Painter. I am co-founder of Locker Smash. If you guys are into sports, lockersmash.com, coffeewithharrison.com, Google me. I'm all over. I'm always here to help you guys. Give me a call. Shoot me an email. Doesn't matter. I'll respond. Send me a tweet, Facebook. Wherever it is, I'll get it and I'll respond to you guys. I'm always here to help you. I want to see you succeed. If you guys need a website, I can help you create that. You need social media management, consulting, I can help you there too. So give me a call. If I can't personally help you, I will make sure you get pointed in the right direction. Regardless of your budget, you got a small budget, I'll get you pointed to a lot of free tools where you can do things on yourself. If you're a bigger company with a budget, we've got full PR, marketing, advertising, web design, whatever you need, we have it. Give me a call. All right, everybody. Well, that's it today. There was my shameless self-promotion here at the end of Social Media Coffee Talk. But thank you for tuning in. I really want to thank each and every one of you that listened to this. If you find value, please share it with your friends, your business colleagues. We are working towards that we generation. A we generation. We've been the me generation for too long. Now it's the we generation. Let's give. Let's prop each other up. Let's help everyone succeed. That's what it's all about. My name is Harrison Painter. This has been Social Media Coffee Talk right here on EPN, the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. We'll see you next week. Love it.
Podcast Network.